It is the first Friday of the month, and that means, brought to you by Baker Orchard, it's time for Sandra the Plant Lady and the Plant Rant. Good morning, Sandra.
Yes, Plant Rant with Sandra and Debbie now, with my new co-host.
Oh, that's so, right.
You know, we have to give her her credit, our marketing goddess that always helps us get our Facebook page looking a lot better than when I was doing this stuff. So it's all things maple syrup today. We've got John Morley from Morley's Maple Syrup and Bill Zager from Z Orchard to talk about this year's maple harvest. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. Hey, good morning.
So how's it going so far out there?
Go ahead, Bill. You start first, bud.
Well, mine has just started. The sap has just been kind of teasing, running a little bit. I haven't actually started cooking yet, but I will be shortly, probably today or tomorrow.
Call Cornman is calling me.
How about John?
John's micromanaging in the background right now. Actually, so for our listening audience, John is actually joining us via the phone today. And so if you hear him in the background, you're getting like a behind the scenes. Insight. So no, that's okay. But just to let people know what's going on.
Yeah, we are behind. We got 2 out of 5 farms up and running. We're in a vacuum house right now, actually pulling sap. And I got some issues. I got 5 guys here hunting leeks. So what that means is the trees are all tapped. And I'm turning the valve on right now, and we are tightening the woods. So when you drive around Amory in Wisconsin, you see all that tubing in the woods. We are sucking sap out of the trees. So that's kind of where I'm at right now. Unfortunately, I can't be there with you guys, but I can give you a play-by-play what's going on in the woods right now.
Yeah, so are the leaks in the tubes in the woods, are the leaks part of what's going on in the vacuum house, or how does that go?
Yes, so there's a vacuum pulling on those tubes, you see, pulling the sap right out of the tree on the tap hole itself, where we used to hang pails. Now we're sucking the sap. And so in a scenario like last night, when the pails kind of stopped dripping, or slow down, we're pulling that sap right out of the tree. So on average, you get 10 gallons of sap per tap with a pail or sap sack holder, and we get up to 30 on high vacuum, and so, and labor.
Oh, so the vacuum house is actually connected to those tubes and pulling it from the tree, or from how you're...
Yes, we're sucking on the tree, pulling the sap right out of the tree versus just letting Mother Nature and gravity and freezing and thawing drip out of the tree.
Okay.
Okay, so, mine is a little more primitive system. I have I have tubing, but it is gravity flow, so it's still dependent on nature.
I think he's sidetracked again. So... And actually, good morning, Debbie. Debbie just wandered in and has maple coffee for all of us this morning. So sorry, John, you're missing out. Yes, from Stone and Oak right here in downtown Amory. So I'm excited to try that.
Yes, it's made with Z Orchard maple cream, which is a unique product that Z Orchard offers, and you can get it made downtown Amory at Stone and Oak. And I love these partnerships that we have in our communities with different businesses. And I know John Morley at Morley's Maple Syrup, he has some real custom products too. But this morning I'm a little late because I was so excited about the Northwest Wisconsin Maple Farm Tour. So I was telling everybody on the way here. And also it takes seven coffees to fuel this joint. There's 7 people involved in this radio show. So I wandered in a little late with 7 coffees, so hopefully they'll get some forgiveness. But so excited to be here, excited to meet you, John. We haven't met in person, but I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, well, we'll run into each other here. Yeah, that'd be fun.
Well, and Debbie, you're doing all the marketing for the Northwest Wisconsin Maple Farm Tour. Is that accurate?
I am. I'm really excited about what this brings to our region. I think agriculture is a huge part of who we are as a community, and this maple syruping has been part of our region forever. I was in contact with the St. Croix Ojibwe this morning and asking about indigenous tribes and their involvement with maple syrup and how we can showcase that too. But as far as the Northwest Wisconsin Maple Farm Tour goes, it happens every year at the first Saturday in April, and it is an opportunity for everyone to finally come out of hibernation and say hello to their neighbors.
So let's do that since we didn't start with community calendar this morning. So ooh. Saturday, April 4th will be the Northwest Wisconsin Maple Farm Tour. It's free, it's family friendly, it's consists of Houston's maple syrup and Cumberland, Lovey's maple syrup and Amory. Oh, I'm not familiar with that one. Morley's maple syrup and Luck, Richter Family Maple Syrup and Luck, and Z Orchard in Amory. Looks like this was alphabetically, not geographically organized. But and what's the timing on that, guys? Or
so it's 9 to 4 that Saturday, and you have a variety of sugar shacks you're going to be able to see. One reason you might not know about Lovey's maple syrup is it's a mom-and-pop operation. So you're going to see anything from a mom-and-pop operation to a bigger operations like Morley's and Z Orchard.
Yeah, Larry and Kathy Loverud, they have about 650 taps, and they cook the majority of their own in a flat pan. And then Richter's have a bigger operation, and I'm probably the second to the bottom. The smaller ones, I have about 2,500 taps that I cook for, and then Morley, he's the big guy. What'd you say, John? You got 14,000 this year?
Yeah, something like that. Well, really, we buy sap too, so we don't really count that. Other producers in the area, if they get tired or wore out and made enough syrup for their family, we provide a service where they can haul the sap. We don't want to waste that stuff. They work so hard already. They come in and in the season, people sell us the sap. And that way, they make a couple gallons for their family and friends, and then they can just dump it and make a little extra money for their glass jars and their hobby to try and keep it under control. So,
yeah, unlike you.
It's game on. The season outlook for us right now, I think, and Bill, I don't know where you're at, it was kind of weird. We had snowfall in the woods, and actually usually the North Slope trees run secondary because they're colder. But this year, well, it's just kind of a fun fact that the North Slope with the snow are actually running more than our south slope, and I think because of that freeze up a couple of weeks ago, there was no snow and the frost got in deeper. So we're kind of going backwards out in the woods right now, but it all equals out, and it's you're going to see a lot of bags and sap sack holders out there now. It's here.
Yeah, the one thing that's kind of interesting, John, you said this morning that you're chasing leaks. Well, for people who don't understand exactly what you're talking about, you're not actually chasing leaks for sap. You're chasing air leaks that take you away from your vacuum system, correct?
Correct. Yep. So we are in the woods, and squirrels, we're in their house, and bear and deer and all the good critters that we love, we're invading their privacy, so they seem to let us know they're still there. So they like to chew on that little sap line or make an air leak, and we don't get any production, and we lose sap. So that's what we're tidying up, getting it tight. Once the farms are all tight and running operational, freezing and thawing, the pump houses will, they're all electric controls, will shut down automatically and fire up in the morning and bring sap to the tank on the roadsides. When you're driving around Amory and Polk County, you're going to start seeing tanks sitting on the road, And that's what's happening, these producers. Yeah, there's a lot that goes on. A lot of people just say, oh, you only work for 2 months and you got the rest of your off, but you're maintaining and out in the woods and trying to keep ahead of the critters and Mother Nature. But,
well, and even still, those couple of months are super, super intense. I mean, that's with me with the horticulture. I get a nice winter, but man, when spring comes, it is from 0 to 100. And when I was managing the nursery, I would work 30 days straight, 12, 13-hour days every day for that length of time to get ready, because you have 3 weeks to pot up 21,000 plants to grow in time to be ready for the retail season. So I was just kind of reminiscing about that today. I kind of miss it, and I kind of don't, because, you know, and now with working with the hops, that's very seasonal as well. The first 2 weeks of May, and then the entire month of August and part of September, when it's every day, because the plants don't wait, the syrup doesn't wait, right? It's when it's ready, it's ready. And like you say, if you're keeping ahead of the critters and your equipment and everything else, it's really intensive.
I've been hearing a lot of people around town mention that they keep an eye on the maple sugaring shacks to see if the maple syrup is running, kind of marking their spring by watching you guys. Are you having that experience too, John?
Oh, yeah, yeah. The swans, the geese, everybody's coming home. nesting birds. I saw a robin 3 weeks ago. Scared the heck out of me. Nature's doing its thing, and it's an exciting time of year. And what's happening, your first run of sap coming in right now, we're about 1.8% sugar. So you measure your sap and sugar content, and that's normal. Your first runs are real light, because sap actually in the fall going up and down in that tree, we're getting that early. And it should, some trees now have produced 2 and starting to climb up, and it's going to do that in the season. And then when we get to the tail end of the season, the tree's going to tell us the sugar's going to start falling off, and the tree's getting ready to bud out, and that's kind of dictates our run. So we've learned a lot of what's happening, and because tree health is our game, and so we can kind of judge that. And then, of course, the old wise tale, and Bill will tell you, at the end, when the ponds are unthawed and you start hearing them croakers, those frogs creeping and perping and making noise, usually that's been spot on for, you got a couple more days left. And
that's peepers.
Usually in the season. The peepers, yeah.
So, that, Bill, how's your... What's a tear in your eye? I know you love you have said the most beautiful things about your relationship with nature in the past. I don't have the quote with me that you said the 1 year when I interviewed you over the phone, but it was great. But Bill, how's your sugar content looking? Is it comparable to what John's experience has been so far?
I haven't actually tested yet this year. I'm going to start collecting today. I do have my system. I have some 55-gallon barrels and some the 275-gallon tanks out in the woods, and I have got enough sap now that I'm going to start collecting today, and then I will have a sugar content, but that is correct where it usually runs a little low, and then hopefully we can come up. And for people who don't or are just learning about it, if you have sugar, we have what we call a rule of 86. And so if you have sugar, 2% sugar, you divide that into 86, that means it's going to take you 43 gallons to make a gallon of syrup. If you were to get some of the really big trees on an individual basis, you could say you could get 4% sugar, then it'd only take about 21 gallons to make a gallon. So the sugar content really makes a difference, because if you go from the 2% say to 2.6, it's going to be like 37. So that's even 5 gallons less boil off. So when you use RO, you probably really notice that too, don't you, John?
Yeah. Reverse osmosis has come a long ways in the industry. We couldn't do what we do now without it, and fuel consumption and everything else and your carbon footprint. But that sugar point makes a huge difference a little bit more sugar in that sap goes a long ways and everything. And so more bang for your buck and faster boil time and everything else. So, yeah, it's, and it can fluctuate. There's guys out east and some guys around here. Even when it warmed up in December, some guys did some test trees, and that sap is at 1%. And that's the way it should be, because it's just the sugar from the fall going up and down in the tree. And, sorry, guys, I'm a little winded. Still out of shape out here in the woods.
That'll change and, in a few weeks, huh?
Speaking of that, we do have some dad bod calendars left of 2026, by the way.
Yeah, I love mine, by the way. Thank you. I received one at the Baker Orchard Art Festival, which is always the fourth weekend of September. And I love that. That's been my main wall calendar. And if people who know me, like, I get anxious. If I don't have a calendar before January to get everything written down, I get a little stressy. So I'm using the dad bod. Actually, sometimes I page through it. I mean, it's not quite like the fireman calendar, but it's not bad. Hey, you guys do a good job.
Well, all my guys are helpers. We're all a little older, and they're troopers for taking their shirts off in the woods.
You know, all demographics should be represented, so, you know.
I do like the element of the dad bod calendar, that each of these sugaring shacks offer their own unique products. And yours being the dad bod calendar, but also you have all these flavored syrups and some drinks as well. Is that correct, John?
Yeah. There's only so many pancakes you can eat, so we started about 12 years ago doing a jalapeno bourbon age. We did about 20 years ago experimenting. That could have been with some cocktails, how that started, but for an old fashioned, for a simple syrup, you always use maple syrup. Get rid of that simple syrup garbage and put pure maple syrup, a cherry, a little bitters, and an orange, and you do brandy or whiskey, of course, and you got yourself an awesome old fashioned.
Gosh, I think you'll have to prove that sometime.
Yeah, and so then we got little bourbon barrels, 5-gallon ones, and I started selling them to customers, and that was about 17 years ago, and that started that trend. I don't know if we totally... It caught fire. I'm not taking credit for it, but a lot of sugar houses, everyone experiments in there with different things. And then we started doing jalapenos, use real peppers. That's a great glaze on chicken and meat. We have vanilla maple, cinnamon coffee. It's great on ice cream. We use real coffee beans infused with the syrup. And so we have all these different stuff to because there's only so many pancakes and French toast you can eat. So wherever we can use maple syrup, it's such a fun natural sweetener. It's delicious for baking, just on everything. So as a natural sweetener.
So, well, in addition to your calendars, also you've got your T-shirts, which I kind of hinted at in a Facebook message that I'd hoped that you'd, show up with one, today. But so we'll have to take care of that later. But you've got some pretty snarky stuff, so appreciate it.
Yeah, and... And if people, can't make it to the open house and tour sugar houses, our website where you can grab one. We came up with a sassy saying, you ain't no sugar maker, to have a little attitude out in the woods. We got those shirts, and then I tap that, of course, one of these maple syrup.
Then leaf it was the pun.
you gotta push the envelope a little bit, just having fun. So, it's a great industry. There's a lot of it in Polk County, a lot of people, and still, Twin Cities folks and people traveling don't even know there's a pile of maple syrup made right here in Polk County. And there's a lot of great sugar houses and people that want to share what they've done and built. And so this is just an opportunity to get out in the spring before the lakes are rocking and rolling, and you can get your dock in and go get out in the woods and see what's going on. So,
okay, and then also, just to give Morley's a little plug, also we made the big time here a couple weeks ago.
Yes.
They had an article on New York Times that... was actually had links to it started out talking about Glenna Farms. They Glenna's have their Maple Fest, they call it, would be the last Saturday or the last weekend in March. And they plugged that, and then they said also that they can go to Morley's or to Z Orchard or Hardwood Hills. And we are all members of what's called the Wisconsin Maple Producers Association. So it was actually in the New York Times. So
it was a pretty exciting overview, too, because it wasn't just focused on the Midwest. It's on the whole nation and part of Canada as being a region where so much maple syrup is made and so many experiences, like John said, are waiting to happen. And I wanted to bring up another thing, Bill. We're talking about the unique products at each of the sugar shacks, and we're drinking coffee right now from Stone and Oak, made with what's called maple cream. And I've heard people in the area say they could put that on cardboard and it would taste good. So could you tell us what this wonder is?
Okay, what the maple cream is just some places they call it maple butter also. And what it is we cooked 235 degrees, and then you chill it till it's almost like a taffy, and then it gets whipped and it becomes this like peanut butter consistency.
You know, so, and I would have never ordered maple. This. It is so, I've had maple syrup in coffee, which is what I was expecting. I didn't know it was the maple cream. Mm-hmm. I would have never ordered this. This is so good, and look how beautiful it is, and the coffee's delicious, and that maple cream in it, like, it's delicious.
It's delicious and intense.
Yes, Ashton that owns Stone and Oak here in town, she started that, and she said it's by far her biggest seller of all of her specialty coffees.
And is she able to do that year-round then? Because you do have a good supply of your product. And
yep. And that
does she promote it kind of this time of year when the maple is
yes.
like, okay.
But she actually has it all year-round and promotes it year-round. So,
speaking of promoting, too, I want to promote Plant Rant Archives, which... sadly, this is a side note, but there's only like the last 3 years on there. So some of those are going to be, you're going to start to lose opportunity to re-listen to things as we replace them with the new ones. But the last two Aprils in 2025. Maybe it was last year, 2025 and 2024. Anyway, go back. Yes, it would have been 25, 24. In April, Bill has been on with me promoting the farm tour. Now, granted, over the years, some of the people who are involved, that's changed, but still a lot of good maple syrup info on there. And in February 2024, that was the year we had that warm January, and John Morley was on, and we had our maple syrup spring program in February. So if people want to listen more and learn more, I don't want to repeat a bunch of things about, you know, say John Morley's products and things that we've discussed in the past, but go into the archives at wpcaradio.org, click on podcast, click on Plant Rant, and February 2024, and then April 25 and 24 for more information. We never cover everything, so there's more information on all three of those programs if this is something that's interesting to you and you'd like to hear more of things. And of course, you know, every season's a little different. That's what's pretty neat about it. Like the year that you guys were out in the woods in January and February, because Mother Nature had her own agenda that year. So
the maple season is one season that I have the apples and the bees and everything else can wait a day or two. But the days that Mother Nature decides the sap is going to run, that's when you're going to work.
So you got to be ready.
Got to
stay up. No vacations, huh? This section of time.
Nope.
You have a partnership with Jenna over at Amory Illworks with your apple cider, and they're producing a product there. Are they using your maple syrup for any of their drinks at the Amory Illworks yet?
No, they aren't. UW Wanderoos was.
Oh, that's such a sad
thing.
That's
a history.
Thing.
So, for now.
For now, yeah.
So.
How's it going there, John?
Oh,
did we lose him?
We're starting to get vacuum.
Oh, good. Well, you know, yeah. John, I have to say, I do really appreciate, I know this is such a busy time of year, and obviously you've got some fires you're putting out there, and so it really is great for you to join us. You're always so passionate about what you do, and you've got always such great energy, and for you to be multitasking right now on Plant Ranch and managing what you've got going on there as well. But I like it. It's our chance for our audience to really hear, like, what goes on. And
wow, yeah, John, wow. You make me blush.
When you're chasing those leaks and you're blaming the squirrels, how often do you, on the initial run through, you find a tap hanging on the backside of a tree that you forgot to tap?
Well, as I get older, Bill, there's a lot more of that. Yep, yep. And I got a great group, and it always comes together somehow. So by the time open house happens here, we'll be up and running and made a lot of sugar, and we'll be in a good position to really show people some stuff and enjoy the tail end of the season. Yep.
You know, I always threaten that I'm going to be sitting at your campfire on that day, and I haven't done it yet. Maybe this year will be the year. I think Michael's going to be home, and when he's around, I'm always more motivated to get out and do things.
Yeah, so we'll put him to work. Not a problem.
Oh, he doesn't mind. He loves that. He doesn't mind. He always volunteers at the farm and at the orchard, and that'd be great.
Do you guys mind if I cut loose here, gang?
No, thank you so much, John. Yeah, John Morley, okay. Morley's Maple Syrup up in Luck, and he will be part of that Northwest Maple, Wisconsin Maple Farm Tour on Saturday, April 4th. All right, thanks, John.
Thank you, guys. Hey, and remember, you ain't no sugar maker.
Oh. Well, Bill is.
Sorry, Bill. Yeah, you
are. I'm not big time, though.
Oh, you do a lot, Bill. We appreciate all the hard work, bud. So have a good spring, and I'll keep in touch here.
Okay. Thanks, John.
Thank you. It's so fun in the spring seeing everybody come out. I know that it was either last year or the year before, Bill had a turkey come on out and imprint on him. And can you talk what happened there? There's you and this turkey in the woods.
That was kind of a fluke of nature. There was a wild turkey that just decided he was going to take up residence in my yard. And he was there for about 8 or 9 months.
Yeah.
And he'd stay right close all the time. It would go right out in the woods and follow me around. People hear our partridges doing that occasionally, but I had talked to DNR and they said once in a while a turkey will.
Oh, he bonded. It was your friend.
Yeah, he was my friend. He'd come, and if I was in the shed, he'd sit on the roof as close as he could get. And it was kind of unique, but he ended up being turkey dinner for the Fox family.
Oh no, for the Fox family.
Yeah. So we found him, and there was a den of foxes just to the north of me a little bit, and I'm sure that's where he disappeared to.
Well, the cycle of life. Yep. I thought maybe it would be your turkey dinner, but I guess the foxes.
He couldn't do that. No. Yeah, I have pictures of the turkey sitting on his tractor waiting to go in the woods.
Oh my gosh, like where are we going today? Yeah. That's cute. But isn't that the best part about working in nature is getting to see all of this, like have those experiences? And
you can tell as you get in the woods now, the woodpeckers are pounding on the trees, all part of their mating calls, and the barred owls are going crazy out there, and things like that you don't hear if you're not out in the woods. And
I just started hearing the owls again the other day, and what I've been noticing is there's not a lot of action at my bird feeders right now, which always gives me an indicator that they're probably busy nesting and getting ready and doing other things.
That reminds me of a word. Generally, we have a
word. Oh, we love our words. Give us the word.
It's going to be phenology.
Oh, yes, phenology.
Which sounds a lot like phrenology. They are not the same. So phenology is just taking notice of what's happening in nature throughout the year and marking it.
Yeah, are you going to do your book this year or not?
I hope so.
Okay.
Yeah. And then phrenology is the study of the bumps on the person's skull. So very different things. So we're encouraging here to get outside and look at what's happening around you. It's a great analogy for the Midwest. We're here. We're resilient. We're going to burst into spring, and we're going to be full-fledged in the summer. And I was just in the woods with Bill, and I saw some green moss under that snow.
Oh, I have green things at my place. I have some plants that didn't even, that still look good from last year. Must have had good snow cover, and it's been a nice late winter, early spring so far.
I'm excited too. With Plant Rant, of course, I enjoy seeing the plants come out, but I'm looking forward to seeing people come out in April and greeting their neighbors and touring these maple sugar shacks.
Yep, so Saturday, April 4th, what'd you say, 9 to 4?
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay, 9 to 4. And what's the best, are there flyers around town where people can pick them up, or do we have those at the
orchard? Flyers around, there's Facebook, you can look up on Facebook, and then we'll have maplefarmtour.com up and running in the next week here or so, too.
I like that you're going to start incorporating the Native American folks into this, because, I mean, really, they're the people that have learned and known how to do all these things for so many years.
Yes.
I think there's a lot of interesting background information too, and it'll be, it's
just
exciting.
We can have another show on that sometime.
Okay. Yeah.
So that'll be good. Well, we've done it again, and thank you, Baker Orchard, for supporting Plant Rant. Thank you, Bill, John Morley, Debbie, Dave, and all of our awesome listeners out there. And Luann usually has the archive up for today's show by Monday. So if there's anything you missed, definitely you can find that archive at wpcradio.org. And we don't have anything lined up for April, so it's a mystery. So Friday, April 3rd, 9 a.m., tune in and see what's happening.
Exciting. Thank you.
Thank you. Happy spring, everyone.